All right. Hello, Idiots on Parade, the Too Ugly for TV podcast. We mock the news so you don't have to. Hello, Jake.
How's it going?
All is well here. That is Jake Vevra, stand-up comedian in New York City. I am Nathan Timmel, stand-up comedian in Iowa City. And Jake, really quickly, before we get into the news, I want to talk about something we've talked about in the past, but I got in trouble, fake trouble, on, I don't know, Instagram, I think is the big one right now. I posted a reel, and it was a news story, something we've talked about in the past, happens all the time, where I said, I can't believe the drag queens are getting in so much trouble again, always being pedophiles and having, assaulting kids. And then I threw up the headline, and it was, of course, the Catholic Church in Illinois, 2,000 kids abused. And I went, oh, wait, it's not drag queens, it's the church.
Sure.
You would not believe the number of people saying, yeah, but drag queens too. Yeah, but what about drag queens? It's like, show me the history of drag queens doing this. It's just astounding to me. And some people are like, two wrongs don't make a right. And you and I have said, in the couple videos where drag queens are, you know, turning the story hour into something inappropriate, it's inappropriate. It is wrong. But the false equivalency between drag queens and the history of the Catholic Church, the fact people still to this day defend the church is astounding to me.
Yeah, that's true. They're doing a thing where they're like, well, we think there might be some shady shit going on with these drag queens, the kids. So we're going to go after them. We're going to go after the people we speculate might be doing things. But the people we know have been doing vast amounts of pedophilia and covering it up and just transferring the guys. We're going to give them a pass.
Yeah.
See, they did it the way we like. They did it. they did one of these first before they, right? So it's fine.
The ones that those are a few bad apples that still love Jesus, but got did a little naughty and we don't like it. But we also don't like these guys wearing dresses. We don't know that they're touching kids, but we're going to use the word groomer because it's popular today. The word groomer is popular. So just we're going to equate the two. Absolute facts. And speculation, same, just the same. And it just, I mean, like, I don't respond to any of them or most of them. I just sit there and read, like, it's astounding what you can be presented with and still walk away with.
Well, yeah, and I mean, they're not. Here's the thing. If it wasn't for these douchebags getting upset about drag queen story hours, this would be such a niche thing right now. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Even out here, you don't. Okay, granted. I didn't have a kid until very recently, so maybe they were all over the place out here, and I don't know it. That said, I never saw any signs for it. I never heard any friends of my kids talking about it. I'm sure it was there. It was just a niche thing because even drag in general, like you would occasionally hear of like a drag queen brunch thing, but now that you know you have assholes like Ron DeSantis go, we have to ban them from doing it in public. Now they're fucking everywhere. So it's like. You've done nothing but amplify this with your condemnation of it. It's fucking ridiculous.
And it's the rhetoric is causing non drag or trans or the lead singer of Tool did a show in Florida in full on drag just because he said, fuck you, Ron DeSantis. I'm doing this show wearing fake boobs and a wig and all. Like, that's the lead singer of Tool. Like, he is not a transsexual. He is not a drag queen, but he's like in your face. And it's happening like unknown band. We might have talked about it. There were unknown bands doing it in Tennessee. Tool is the biggest band I know of to do it. But it's like, yeah, they're it's once you create push, you get push back. Once you ignore something, it just sort of goes away because you're ignoring it.
Well, yeah, I mean, just last Saturday, and I never would have done this were it not for all these bands and stuff. I took a stance by going on stage in a brown wig with lipstick. I looked just like Sarah Huckabee Sanders, and I blew two guys at the end of my set. You know what I mean? I never would have done that if it wasn't for these bands. And I was even like a thing. It's like, this isn't even about sex. It's about taking a stance. Ah, right?
Yeah. And you didn't even enjoy it. You just had to do it. It was a political message. Like, I don't like this, but God damn it, I'm taking one for the team. Take that, right-wing controversy.
Well, and now it may have accidentally, that may be my Larry the Cable Guy. You know, me blowing guys in a brown wig may be my get or done because man, do I look like Sarah Huckabee Sanders when I'm wearing a brown wig and blowing dudes on stage. Like, it's, I mean, dead ringer.
Well, you're not as big as she is. You're more svelte.
I mean, all right, I look like a young, sexy Sarah Huckabee Sanders. You're right. You're right. But that's kind of, you know,
she's 20 to 24 Sarah stage. Huckabee Sanders. Her inner prime, 19 to 25, something like that. Yeah.
When she was just the governor's young, hot daughter off at college.
I had a thought that I lost it. It applied to this, but fuck it. All right, let's jump into some news. Okay, the first story I sent you, we've talked about this guy a bunch, and this one, nearly 10,000 photos from Hunter Biden's laptop hit the web, truth and transparency. Okay,
the most shocking one, he's at a drag queen story hour, that fucking sick bastard.
From 2008 to 2019. Now that makes me go, okay, it's a little better that it takes place over 11 years, but you're still taking 1,000 pictures a year. Is he officially a Gen Z or a millennial? What is he doing? You know what I find annoying is when someone, and it doesn't happen as much anymore because Facebook's not as popular, but you remember back in the day, like 5 years ago, someone would go on vacation and then their Facebook would say, oh, Jake just added 743 pictures to his album, Jake Goes to Hawaii. And it's like, who the fuck is going to, you post one picture of you in Hawaii. Yeah. I went to Hawaii and everybody's happy, but people were taking, you know, a fuck ton of pictures and posting them all. Nobody's going
to
look at all your
goddamn
pictures.
It's one thing to take that many, but just post the 5-6 best ones.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So what is he doing with 10,000 pictures of himself?
I went through
fucking
there.
Doing some coke. He's passed out on this prostitute's shoulder and one that they're showing. Like, and there's a picture of his, is this drug paraphernalia? Like it looks like a
Oh, yeah. And I clicked on one of them. He's got like 4 grams of crack right there on the scale. You can see it's 4 grams. And that's not even a crazy amount of crack, you know?
No.
It's a lot just, for an afternoon. I'll say that. But like, he's not El Chapo with that. It's just him and his lady have fun.
Well, I'd have
way more crack than that. If I was the son of the president. Are you kidding me?
I know what I'm about to say is stupid, but I'm going to say it anyway, because I know the answer, but how fucking stoned do you have to be? How cracked out of your mind do you have to be to go, hey, let's just take a picture of the scale. Like, what? To what end? Why? And what? Why are you like, hey, I need a picture of the table with the drug bear?
I like that, dude. I'm like, this is like a Hunter S. Biden novel, you know?
Yes.
Hunter Biden is the Hunter S. Thompson of the 2020s. This guy rocks.
The only part that makes me sad, and I don't mean this.
And I don't have to read anything. It's a picture book. I just scroll through the fucking laptop picture.
It's a coffee table book. He should put it out as a coffee table book. This makes me sad.
And he gets laid more than Hunter S. Thompson did. This guy rocks.
I get why they did this. I approve of why they did this. When I say I'm sad, I'm lying because revenge porn is bad. But the line, additionally, multiple nude photos of Haley Biden, the widow of Beau Biden, were redacted. So they did not post the new, but still, how fucked up is that relationship? Not only is he banging his dead brother's wife, his what would that be? Not sister.
That's a little winner beating the crack.
And then
I've smoked crack. I've never banged my dead brother's wife. Are you kidding me?
Well, then just how many? Just taking nude pictures, like woo, we're drunk. Let's take nude pictures and. Oh my God! So
I support that. I'm writing him in for president, dude. He rocks. He rocks. Oh, Joe Biden's decriminalizing weed at the federal level. Hunter Biden will legalize fucking DMT and heroin. This guy rocks.
Well, he should be. I made a joke a long time ago. I don't know if you'll remember this. I said Hunter Biden should be sent to high schools to give advice to incels. Hey, don't get a gun and shoot the school up. This is how you get laid, because incels are having problems with women. I think you should go to high schools and talk to kids, because I'm just going to read this paragraph as is. Of the many photos found on the laptop, one showed Hunter Biden cozied up to his then lover, Zoe Kastan, in 2018. The other image.
She was hot, too. I looked through there, man.
She was hot.
She was a looker.
Featuring an array of drugs and a condom wrapper sitting on a table was from a tech. Okay. So he is cracked out of his mind, but he practices safe sex. He needs to be talking to the kids. Hey, wrap it up. You know, you don't want pregnancy. You don't want diseases. Sure, I am stoned out of my gourd. I'm drunk. I'm on crack. but I remember to use a condom.
That's right.
Not every time.
I never light it up without wrapping it up, kids. You should do the same.
He should, except he did get that stripper pregnant, so I guess not every time. Because he got the stripper pregnant while he was banging his dead brother's wife, and then they had to do a DNA test and admit when he was getting married to the new woman that, yeah, he had just gotten a stripper pregnant. It's like, I think we talked about this. I want to know who this new woman is who looked at his entire history and said, yeah, I want to marry that. And just as they're engaged or getting married, and didn't they get married in like a 2-week, like they got, I don't know. It's just... He lives the life.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
Dude, he lives
Nicolas
the life.
Nicolas Cage style, man. drive through in Vegas. That's the Hunter Biden way. This guy fucking rocks. Are you kidding? If I was a lady, I'd marry this guy. This guy's awesome.
Yeah. The guy, Zeigler, who is releasing the photos, promised there won't be any genitalia visible. All right. I don't want to see
it. Okay, here's the thing. I looked at the blur outs. That's still kind of revenge porn, dude. Like I'm just saying, if you got me on there and I'm like, and I can clearly, there's me, there's my legs, right? There's a head right there. And then in between the head and my groin is a blue line, some kind of blue Dr. Smurf animation of some kind.
I don't know what's happening there.
According to this guy, could be anything down there. Could be maybe she's reading the Bible. Maybe I have like a thin cylindrical tall Bible in between that she's reading. Maybe that's going on under there. I don't know. We'll never know. We have that blue thing blocking. However, I suspect it's a dick. And it's not like these are glam shots either. Like some of these are just him flaccid, clearly flaccid because it's a much smaller blue thing blocking it. And he's just kind of like that. And I'm like, wow, you could have deleted that one. Just go for the glam shots when you're getting blown, dude. Like go when it's at full mast. You know, he's got a lot of half mast flags in that laptop archive.
Do you think he is disappointed by those shots? Like, when he sees them, like you said, the little blue dot, like, hey, at least, I mean, okay, you put the flaccid one out there, but put a big blue dot. Make it seem like I'm that that black guy that went viral last year that's sitting on the edge of the bed and has a fucking baby arm between his leg. And
right.
Yeah, just like, okay, this isn't the best look for me, but at least if you're gonna redact it, put a big blur. That you think you could have put in a request for the, like,
yeah.
Okay.
That's it. Hey, man, the ones that it's like, I'm doing the math between the distance from his pelvis and this end where that lady's mouth is. Hey, the president's son's doing well, man.
Little Tommy Lee action going on.
Little Tommy Lee action down there. I mean, again, we'll never know what that actually was because somebody put a blue little Smurfy dick on top of his dick.
Here,
but I would argue that it looks funnier with the Smurf dick drawn on top of the real Hunter Biden dick. So that to me is like revenge porn plus 2%, I believe.
Well, here, I don't know if I already said this, but if I did, I changed my mind. Here's my absolute favorite part of the article. Here's my favorite thing about all of it. The images will be displayed chronologically, so you won't get confused and be like, oh, is this 2011? Is this 2019?
No, they are. Did you click on the link?
No, I didn't look at it.
Oh, it's great. I've been scrolling through this all morning. It's fucking amazing. It's so better than any reality TV show out there.
It tells a story. You get to see the arc of his life. You don't have to, like,
yeah,
you know, pock, 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 pock. You get to see that. I mean, chronological. The fact that they are in order makes the difference, I would say.
The fact that Netflix is not coming out with a reality TV show called the Hunter Biden Laptop Chronicles shows me that they have no balls with these. And it's like, oh my God, I'm going to go throw Chardonnay at this girl because I don't like what she's wearing. Like, I don't care about those. Fuck those. I want to see Hunter Biden smoking crack and getting blown on the beach.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we just canceled Netflix because we realized we weren't watching it that much. And it was like the most expensive one. I wish I had canceled today because I would have canceled it. Why are you canceling? Because you're not showing a documentary on Hunter Biden's pictures. That's what I would have put. I told them too expensive. Don't watch it enough. But oh, well.
I got to go to Daily Wire to see that documentary, see that reality TV show.
Next up. I liked this one. He can't be trusted. Lawmaker yanks Trump endorsement in scathing statement. Republican lawmaker in New Hampshire has pulled his endorsement of Donald Trump over the former president's latest attack on a longtime ally. I am officially withdrawing my endorsement, as his most recent attack on Kaylee McEnany. Rob McEnany from Sunny in Philadelphia. I'm probably saying his name wrong. Either way, is beyond comprehension and explanation. Where there was somewhere in there that he also said that he thought Trump was going to turn. He can't be trusted to stay loyal. I thought he would be able to communicate with a positive image, learn from his past mistakes, and give us a straight way forward to continue the policies that. Who the fuck are you that is just having your come to Jesus moment? Wait. Trump is mean and vindictive and turns on people. Oh, my clutch my pearls. I never saw this coming. I mean, this is not a surprise. You either love him for who he is or you don't, but you can't make the shift now and say, I thought here we are 10 years later that he would shift in personality.
Well, I think they're going to have to at some point. It is a bizarre time to be doing it because right now he's kind of doing well in the polls, man.
Yeah, he's so kicking ass. Even in these,
Yeah, he's doing really well. And so none of the other Republicans are really going after him because they're afraid that what they were hoping for and still kind of are is like, well, maybe he's going to get convicted of something that's so serious that he can't continue running. But then I get to take many of his base who, like, they're not going to vote for another a normal Republican candidate. They like, oh, he's an outsider and he's draining the swamp and he's owning the libs and he's this crazy guy. And so they're going to vote for him or nobody with a lot of these people, you know. They will get many of them, but there is that big chunk that is just loyal to him and nobody else. And so what they're hoping is that he gets taken down by the courts and they get to go, I can't believe the courts took down this fucking great guy. He should still be able to run and he should, you know, like I would have been, of course I would have taken a spot in his cabinet or as his vice president or something, you know? I mean, we had our differences, sure, but Trump is still a great president. And like they would have been able to, they want to still be able to have his base and eat it too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So there, but what they're slowly kind of realizing is like, well, we're getting close enough to the time when they are going to be running, like 2024 is next year. And I mean, as of now, he's still running and he's doing what, so eventually we kind of got to go at him. But it's a weird time because now it's like he's surging in the polls. So this guy coming out against him now is kind of bizarre. It's like, well, you'd think you would have come out against him, you know, like a few weeks ago when he was convicted of, you know, the rape ski-poo that he got fucking convicted of in civil court.
Well, not guilty of rape, only guilty of sexual assault.
Because that was all
over my Twitter. Assault. There were so many Trump loyalists that were just saying not guilty of rape and completely ignoring the second half, which was, oh, yeah, very guilty of sexual assault. My Twitter feed was filled with assholes who just screamed not guilty of rape. I mean, hey, it's amazing how they square those circles.
Oh, yeah. You know, going back to your thing where people were, you know, shouting about drag queen story hours, but not giving a shit about the church. You know what I looked at all morning that only had fun, consensual sex in it? Hunter Biden's laptop. Oh my God. Now one woman came forth going, no, he did this and I didn't want him to. They were all like, I smoked crack and we fucked like rabbits. It was beautiful. You know? So I'm just saying, maybe you should all shut the fuck up about Hunter Biden's laptop if you're still going to be supporting a man who is convicted, not just accused, convicted of sexual assault in court right now.
Yeah. I had a thought. Oh, I didn't send you this article, but you made. I saw it over there. There is, I don't know who it is, but there is someone out there. There was a Republican. He was asked maybe on Meet the Press or something. He was giving an interview, and they said Trump is convicted of sexual assault. He has this trial going against him. How do you think that affects his presidency? And the guy said, I think it makes him a more appealing candidate to his base. And it's like, yeah, he does. His base loves this shit. So you are right.
Yeah, because they're able to spin it going, well, he was convicted by a biased New York jury and he's wrongly convicted. And so now we have to avenge him and all this shit.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. That's what it goes to what you're saying is you got the guys waiting on the wings who don't want to attack him too hard. And I don't know what this guy has to win or lose, but I mean, my whole thing was the idea of I thought he would be able to communicate with a positive message, learn from past mistakes. Like, who have you been watching since 2015? Are you still waiting for that pivot? Like, oh, once he gets into office, he's going to become presidential. Like, the idea, I think the thing I sent you is someone, how many times do you have to touch a hot stove? I burned myself. I think the stove is hot. Yeah, no shit.
I think it's just a calculated time for him, man. If I had to guess, I think probably he looked at some fucking poll that was cast in his district or whatever. And because I forgot what is this? Is he a congressman? Who is this?
I already closed out. It's just New Hampshire. Someone small. It's not like a big state. It's not like a Ted Cruz or anyone like that.
Sure, but it's like a New Hampshire congressman. Yeah. New Hampshire's kind of like a swing state. You know what I mean? So yeah. I think he probably read some fucking polls. You know, probably looked at some polls. Maybe talk to some people in his district or something and was like, oh yeah, there may be some really loud motherfuckers in red MAGA hats on the news or whatever that are getting a lot of attention. But quietly, you know, many conservatives and, you know, like the lion's share of them, you're kind of fucking done with that guy.
Although we did on this podcast say that about Bud Light. We said, you know what, Budweiser probably looked at, said, yeah, there's going to be some loud blowback, but overall people won't care. Boy, we got that one wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Sales are still fucking plummeting.
It turns out, yeah, I don't know why people cared so much about that Dylan Mulvaney ad, but they fucking did. And it did go to our point that Bud Light does not actually give a fuck about trans people. They're just doing this for money.
It around fast.
They completely fucking proved that point when they were like, oh, no, we did this trans thing by accident. We think it's Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. Here's our next candidate is going to have Leviticus quotes on it. Like they went the other fucking way.
They suspended the person that did the campaign. They disavowed it. Yeah, they are doing everything they can.
But I still think that's a stupid fucking way to do it because it's clearly not. I mean, just like with the left, if you fucking apologize for anything
kind
of culture war-y, it doesn't go, yeah, they're really learning. You know, like that's not what anyone says. They go, yeah, that's right. You sitting at you, you know.
They lord it over them.
That's right. And so they're still not doing it. And it just makes you look to both sides of the thing so disingenuous for any fucking thing you say. Yep. Anything you say. Like, why would I believe you? Why would I believe you? If you're going to sit there and go, that's right, this pride, we're going to have Dylan Mulvaney be the voice of, oh, I'm just kidding. We hate that trans bullshit, huh? Trying to groom our kids. We're Bud Light, you know? Like, wait a minute. That was a quick flip. What happened? Oh, money. That's what happened. A little bit of sales. They say anything? Huh? This is Germany, 1947. I'll have you fucking goose stepping to sell beers, you know? Like, you have no fucking morals. You have no principles. You just want to make money. And as a company, hey, man, that's not necessarily a fucking bad way to do it because it's like, yeah, that is your objective as a corporation. But when you then try to do this thing to where it's like, no, we stand for blah, 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 blah. No, you don't. You don't. You stand for money. That's it.
I mean, the only way they could have gotten out of it is if day two, they had just gone, hey, our bad. We fired that person. Here's without any apology. You're just like, yeah, moving forward. Fired, moving. Just you got to be cold and ruthless. They're trying to be both apologetic but and flip-floppy at the same time.
Definitely the apologetic is worse. Yeah. But even if like you fire the person for like making it, because that's not like, oh, well, I went with, I don't know, Justin Timberlake. And it didn't work out. That's like but I'm also going with this person because it's attached to a cause. Like
I mean the fire the VP, not fire Dylan Mulvaney. Like, oh, we fired the person that said it was okay to do this. Yeah.
But even that, it's like they went with a cause, didn't sell beer. We fired them. Okay, well, you clearly don't give a shit about that cause or the cause of the other side either. Like, you're also not with the, we need to keep, kids cisgendered and the nuclear family. Well, you're clearly not in that mindset that you're claiming to be in. Otherwise, you wouldn't have done the thing on the left over here anyway. Yeah. So you're not for anything. You're just you're making empty gestures and attaching yourself to ideologies that you don't give a fuck about because you think it'll make you sell beer. So why should I listen to anything you have to say? Why should, if you come out tomorrow going, well, the planet, we're worried about global warming. No, you're not. You're worried about selling beer and you're slapping Greta Thunberg's face on a can because you think it's going to fucking Bonnaroo's coming up and you think you're going to sell some extra fucking cans there. That's all you're doing right now. You don't give a fuck. You're probably having sex with a dolphin's blowhole as you're signing the paperwork of it. You don't care about animals or the planet or none of that shit.
And so we've talked about this too. How many... This is sad and confusing. The fact that these idiots that are protesting Bud Light are jumping to equally shitty beers. They're drinking Busch Light or Coors Light. I would wonder how many would go back because they discovered, oh shit, this is America. There are 10,000 local microbrews in my area. There's five, and you know, like everybody has their. They don't have to go back because they found a good beer. That would make sense to me. The fact that they just jump from shit to shit is like, really? I'm having Coors Light. Oh, good for you, you fucking moron.
I think that's why Bud Light was doing that in the first place in terms of, you know, getting a little more bold with their marketing, I'll say, is they didn't need to do that 15, 20 years ago because, like, the microbrews... The imports and stuff, they were here, but you had to seek them out. You know,
yeah, now they're every everywhere.
Gas station, a bodega. They're everywhere. And you got White Claws and shit. You got the market is so much more fractured, just like streaming and stuff. It used to be, well, everyone's watching Carson because that's the most popular of the three channels. Now it's like the biggest YouTube stars in the world. Most people haven't heard of, but they're the biggest because everything's just fractured, you know?
Yeah.
So I think the smarter move for Budweiser, I think I might have said this on here, is like, well, you guys are now the pro-trans company. What you need to do is just get another company under your umbrella to be the anti-trans one, and you're still selling beers to both sides. Now it's shitty beer because, again, you can't market just on the taste of your beer. That would be worse than what you're doing now. It's not good beer. So I think you should have one pro-trans beer, one anti-trans beer, one like a
Black
third
Lives
party.
Matter, All Lives Matter, yeah, BLM Blue beer. Lives Matter,
Blue Lives Matter beer. What happened to Tower 7 beer? You know, Sandy Hook was a hoax beer. You know, you have a beer for fucking everything.
And just sell it all.
That's right. Bigfoot is real. You know, all of that. The Earth is round. No, it's flat. Have a beer for each of them. Fuck it.
Fuck it indeed. All right. I don't know how much time we have left. I wanted to hit, there's another story in here I want to hit, but I want to do one I didn't send you, but this one I did send you. Marjorie Taylor Greene flips on releasing January 6th tape, citing security concerns at Capitol. We never.
Now that's
really...
a lady who's probably got wild laptop photos. You know what I mean? I pay good money to see those.
Have you ever watched her do pull-ups?
No.
She's into cross training, and every so often she'll post a tweet or. She does the most awkward, like, I look at her and go, that hurts my shoulders. Because she doesn't do military-style pull-ups. She does these rotating, and it's like you just see the rotator cuff going. You're like, oh, my God, that's painful. But either way, we didn't talk about it on here. But
the lying Democrats want you to do pull-ups straight up and down. All right, I'm doing it this way. I learned this on 4chan. This is how I do pull-ups.
Mm-hmm. For months. Especially when Tucker Carlson got a hold of all the January 6th footage. We did talk about that, how Tucker would pull like the little, hey, look at these guys just standing around her. And she kept saying, release the tapes. And now the tapes are set to be released. And she has done a 180 because I think she's finally seen them and gone, oh, shit, these people are fucking rioting. So now she's flipping and saying, no, you can't release the tapes because George Soros is going to dox the people on them. And it is a security concern. He's going to release their names as like, no shame. I wish I could live like her and have no shame. Just take a position, hold it, scream about it, and then do a complete flip 180 and scream about it and shout about it without any acknowledgement of the hypocrisy or justification outside of completely bizarre lies. I wish I had her chutzpah, I believe the Jewish folks say. I wish I had her chutzpah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, according to Marjorie Taylor Greene, chutzpah is a part of the laser. You know,
yeah, that's actually it's the one that actually ignites
the laser.
Maybe the magnifying glass that yeah. shoots it into the woods to start the fire.
It's shaped like a star. It yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But no, I mean, because you can defend conservatives with the January 6th thing by if you're smart, you can flip it and go, well, you know, that was only a few thousand people out of 70 plus million that voted for him. Most conservatives aren't that fucking crazy. That's the angle you take with that shit is you denounce it and go, but they don't represent the vast majority of conservatives. Just like, I don't know, suicide bombers don't represent the vast majority of Muslims. We hear about that from the left, you know, and it's true. So that's the comparison you make, you know. Now there's holes in that. That, you know, the leader of the conservatives at the time told them to do it. Now, there's, you know, there's little differences like that. But still, there's points to be made there by going, oh, see, they didn't do anything wrong. Why look at the footage that Tucker showed of them just walking around? It's like, yeah, but he didn't show the riot part of it, which that's kind of what the fucking big deal is. And even the people going, well, Black Lives Matter rioted and stuff. And it's like, yeah, if they had pulled this shit at a Walgreens instead of the Capitol, we'd be having a different conversation right now. Then we could entertain the what about when Black Lives Matter did it. Since it's the Capitol, it's not just called a riot. It's called an attempted fucking coup. And sorry, it's a bigger deal. It just is. Now, it certainly wasn't pre-planned that well. Maybe there was some groups like, I guess, the Proud Boys and stuff. They had
ideas, plans. They had thoughts.
They weren't running the big mass of people there who just went in there and took selfies and stuff. I they clearly had no real plan of what they were going to do when they got in there. So it's not like this was a very well thought out and planned. This was a rift insurrection, you know. The president was like, just go there and do things. And so they did, you know.
What you just made me think of, and I should Google it, but which was the one, Woodstock 99, I think. Yeah. That's the one, Woodstock 99 devolved really into bonfires and shit like that.
Year.
Yeah. What's that?
Yeah. Really, there's a couple really good docs on that in the last year or so.
Well, so when Tucker Carlson got the tapes and it was like, oh, most of these people are peaceful and they're loving and they're protesting, what you're doing is there is a let's just say there's a one hour of footage, just say 60 minutes. The first 20 to 30 minutes are going to be the peaceful buildup. Woodstock 99 did not open. They opened the gates and everybody just rushed in and lit fires and threw shit at the stage. It builds to something. So when you say, yeah, there's all this footage of peaceful, yeah, there is. But there's also, at the back end, when shit gets out of control, what actually happened? You can't look at the entirety of it and say, well, I like this peaceful half. These are peaceful protesters. You have to look at and so when she said, I think that's what happened to her, is she like, look at these people just walking through the hallways. And collectively ignoring.
I don't know how you fall for that, because the other part where they are going crazy and smashing into the Capitol and all this stuff, we saw that live. That was getting broadcast live. That's not just some fucking shit that came out on CNN months later. Was it doctored? Was it like it was getting broadcast live? And it's not like these people had masks on to where like, oh,
that's why they're all getting arrested,
pretending to be conservative. Yeah, that's why they're fucking in jail now. Is because half these motherfuckers were actually going up to the camera going, my name is George. I fucking live in Tennessee. Like,
Trump is my president.
Yeah, it's crazy. So, I mean, I don't know how you really get behind the footage that Tucker released and go, see, this is what happened. Ooh, let's release more of it. You know what's going to be on the rest of it. It was broadcast live. We all saw it live as it fucking happened. It was broadcast on every, well, probably not Fox. They were probably sitting there going, prices, you know, like I don't, but like the rest of them were broadcasting this live as it fucking happened.
Well, the final story I didn't send you involves Marjorie's former lover, but now they're fighting, Lauren Boebert. Did you see, I didn't send you this, did you see what happened to her over the past couple of days?
I think she's getting like divorced or something, right?
No, I'm not talking about the divorce. We talked about that last week, I think. But the what I talked about, the naked hypocrisy, the beauty in being able to take a stance, champion that stance, and then completely ignore what you just said and say something new in opposition to that. So the vote on the debt ceiling, she said, I am a no. I am voting against this. This is the worst thing ever. I am going in to do a protest vote. No. And they have footage of her. Then she missed the vote, and they have footage of her trying to get there. She's running like, oh, I've got to make this vote. I've got to make this vote. And someone says off screen, like, you know, they locked the doors, right? And she went, what? I missed. And so she rushes to try and get in there. And the day after, she releases statements. Now she's on the news going, I didn't vote in protest. I did not want to vote because it was a bullshit bill. It's like,
oh, that's awesome.
The beauty of it, to be able to say, I'm going to vote no because fuck this, to miss the vote and then say, I did not vote on purpose when you were caught. But I love it. I absolutely love it. I wish I could be like that. I wish I could absolutely.
I never thought about that before, but I like the idea of like a congressman running late, you know,
a congresswoman like in high heels. She's going. Yeah, click, 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 click.
I like the idea of seeing more Lauren Boebert just sitting there going, what time is it? Oh, my God, I got to vote in Congress today. And then Huey Lewis in the news starts playing. She's on that skateboard grabbing on the back of pickup truck. She's going to go back in time. She's just making it in time to vote against the best interest of most of her constituents. And democracy wins.
I love naked hypocrisy so much. I wish I could be like it. All right. We have 2 minutes, 150 minutes.
I like naked Lauren Boebert even more, man. You should see her laptop. Oh, my God.
I wish it was as good. They should release her unredacted. You can find Jake Vevra at Jake Vevra. The what is that? It's not an ampersand. It's just the what's it called?
Just ad sign.
Ad sign. Yeah. At Jake Vevra on all the social medias. You can find me at NathanTimmel.com. And we would like to hereby apologize on behalf of our podcast for falsely non-equating Catholic priests to drag queens. From here forward, we will take the position that anyone that decides to dress outside of gender norms is automatically a grooming pedophile, just like the church. Except we won't talk about the church. That's the new stance we're going to take. We apologize because that's what we talked about earlier, is apologizing and showing contrition.
Yeah, and that's the stance that our beer company's taking too. Unless you guys don't buy it, then we're going to take opposite.
Then we're going to flip-flop. But yeah. All right. Bye, everyone.
Later.